The Tribune Bay Outdoor Education Society has announced its plans to cease operations, citing financial limitations. In response, the boards of School District 69, Qualicum, and School District 71, Comox Valley, are working together to address the future of the Tribune Bay Outdoor Education Center. Both districts are in close consultation with the Tribune Bay Outdoor Education Society to fully understand the financial challenges that have led to the current situation. This collaboration underscores a commitment to transparency and mutual support in navigating the center's future. The districts and the society share a long-standing agreement regarding the park's operations, as outlined by the park use permit, which is due to expire on December 31st. In anticipation of this expiry, and starting March 17, South Dakota 69 and South Dakota 71 will assume full responsibility for the park's operation, maintenance, and protection, ensuring that the society's absence does not impact the park's upkeep. Tribune Bay Outdoor Education Center has provided many students of Qualicum School District with extraordinary learning experiences, leadership growth and development over the last 30 years, said Eve Flynn, chairperson for Qualicum School District. We support exploring new opportunities for this camp and hope that a new and vibrant set of programs can emerge from this time of transition. Recognizing the importance of community input and support, the school districts want to collaborate with the Hornby Island community, the society, and BC Parks. The goal is to explore all available opportunities that may alleviate the current financial strains, and to devise a sustainable structure for the center's programming and operations. In facing these challenges, we are reminded of the significant role the Tribune Bay Outdoor Education Center plays in our community and in the lives of our students, said Michelle Waite, chairperson for Comox Valley Schools. We are committed to engaging with the island community and stakeholders while determining future involvement of South Dakota 69 and South Dakota 71 within the parklands that host the center. The decision by the society to halt its operations means that the 2024 booking season at the center is lost. By the end of June 2024, the districts aim to conclude their explorations of sustainable options. This timeline is critical for making informed decisions about the potential renewal of the park use permit, ensuring the center's long-term viability and accessibility to users. History. Comox Valley and Qualicum School Districts sign historic park use permit.